This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government declares four people killed during demonstrations in Sunsari and Sirha districts as martyrs. Cabinet decides to publish a study and investigation committee report on purchase and sale of Anchal shares. House of Representatives MPs draw government's attention to various issues of public concerns. And Syrian court sentences ousted leader Basrat al-Assad to death in absentia for war crimes. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to declare four persons who lost their lives during demonstrations in Sunsari and Sirha districts last July as martyrs. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today decided to declare Om Prakash Mehta, Jay Prakash Mehta and Rabindra Kumar Mehta of Sunsari and Ganesh Kumar Yadav of Sirha as martyrs. The meeting also decided to appoint Nirmal Kumar Upreti from Bara as the Executive Director of the Foreign Employment Board. Similarly, Government spokesperson Sasmit Pokhrel said that the Cabinet also decided to allow the Portuguese government to open a consular office in Kathmandu. The meeting also decided to publish the report of the Study and Investigation Committee on the purchase and sale of Anchal shares formed under the coordination of former Auditor General Tonkamani Sharma in 2080 Bikram Sambat. Likewise, the Cabinet meeting also decided to fully exempt clean infrastructure investment fees and value-added tax on ambulances and horse vans that operate on electricity. Lawmakers of the House of Representatives have drawn the government's attention to various issues of public concerns, ranging from problems faced by mountaineers and workers to education, health, agriculture, tourism, foreign employment and market monitoring. Speaking during the special hour of today's House of Representatives meeting, the lawmakers urged the government to address various issues concerning the public. Meantime, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Shobha Khanal called on the government to streamline the tourism sector and establish an internationally recognized mountaineering academy in Nepal. Likewise, Nepali Congress lawmaker Santosh Subbai stressed the need to make parliamentary proceedings more effective. UML lawmaker Chitiz Thebe highlighted the problems faced by Nepali workers in foreign employment and drew the government's attention to the shortage of cooking gas currently seen in the market. Likewise, Saram Sanskriti Party lawmaker Purna Prasad Limbu urged the government to clear mountaineer Nirmal Purja a national figure. UML lawmaker Lakshmi Prasad Pokhrel also said that the shortage of cooking gas was increasing across the country and urged the government to take effective measures to resolve the problem. Three children have gone missing while bathing in the Lal Bakaiya River at Karunia in Ward No. 1 of Dewahi Gonahi Municipality in Rautar District today. Police said that a search operation is underway for the children who went missing at around 2 p.m. while bathing and swimming in the river. According to Basanta Gautam, Deputy Superintendent of Police and Information Officer at the District Police Office, the identity of the missing children has been identified as Ramtullah, son of Karmi Alam, Sapnam Khatun, daughter of Hisi Akhtar, and Roshan Khatun, daughter of Sheikh Khursaid. All three are reportedly under 10 years of age, and the whereabouts of the missing children remains unknown. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to pay timely attention to the deteriorating health of Binay Yadav, who is on a hunger strike. Yadav has been on a hunger strike at Maitigarh in Kathmandu for 12 days, demanding a fair investigation into the Sunsari Diwanganj incident. Through a statement issued today, NHRC requested the government to take note of Yadav's health condition after taking updates on his condition. The ongoing investigation into the first disappeared persons would be more would be made more effective. The Commission of Investigation and Enforce Disappeared Persons is to make the investigation of complaints and exploration of truth effective after receiving the complaints related to the disappearance of persons. At an annual progress review program organized in Kathmandu today, Commission Secretary Dhruva Kumar Chauhan mentioned that the Commission would perform keeping the rights of victims and victims' families and individuals concerned in the center. He said that the Commission's activities would be made further systematic and result-oriented. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break. सजिलो छ है एडी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ हातमा एडी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एडी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Australian Ambassador to Nepal Simon Onstip has paid a courtesy call on Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal during the meeting held at the Speaker Aryal's office in Singhadarbar today. Various matters of Nepal-Australia relations, parliamentary collaboration, people's labour relations and mutual interests were discussed. On the occasion, Speaker Aryal said that the Federal Parliament has formed Nepal-Australia Parliamentary Friendship Group and laid emphasis on the need to exchange parliamentarians of both countries regularly and increase institutional involvement. Speaker Aryal also underlined that Australia has become a major destination for Nepali students to pursue higher education. Similarly, the Australian ambassador said that the Parliament Labour Cooperation and People-Labour Relations have a significant role to further strengthen Nepal-Australia relations. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A Syrian court has sentenced ousted dictator Bashar al-Assad to death in absentia after convicting him of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity during the country's civil war. According to the BBC, it's the first conviction against Assad, who fled from Damascus to Moscow with his family after his regime was overthrown in December 2024, ending his family's five-decade grip on power. Assad's cousin and the former head of political security in southern Syria's Deira province, Atef Najib, was also sentenced to death. He had been put on trial and appeared wearing a striped prison uniform inside a cage in the courtroom as the judge read out his sentence. In March 2011, the detention and alleged torture of a group of teenagers accused of writing anti-government graffiti sparked protests in the city, which were met with a violence crackdown by security forces. That response helped ignite nationwide demonstrations that escalated into civil war, in which hundreds of thousands of people were killed. At least 132 people are dead and a strong state of emergency has been declared after Colombia was hit by one of its largest earthquakes in years. According to the BBC, the death toll is likely to rise with more feared trapped under collapsed buildings. The country's geological survey said that the magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck 7:34 at a depth of 133 km in Soko province. It was felt across an enormous area stretching for hundreds of miles across western Colombia. And many of the deaths have been concentrated in the city of Pereira in Colombia's coffee-growing region, with surrounding cities and the Valle del Cauca region also hit hard. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather over the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions will prevail over the Terai region. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. Moderate rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Tarai regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government declares four people killed during demonstrations in Sunsari and Sirar districts as martyrs. Cabinet decides to publish a study and investigation committee report on purchase and sale of AMCL shares. House of Representatives MPs draw government's attention to various issues of public concerns. And a Syrian court sentences ousted leader Bashar al-Assad to death in absentia for war crimes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.